Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the second chapter called The Singularity Level, page 27, of He Who Knows Himself Knows His Lord. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Rahman Rahim Maliki Yawm Din Yaka Nabudu Yaka Nasta'in Ihdina Sirata Al-Mustaqim Sirata Ladina Namta Alayhim Ghayri Al-Maghdubi Alayhim Wa Dallin Amin. The singularity level. The singularity al-ahadiyya, or unity, as in, say, He is Allah, the One, Quran 112:1, Bismillah, Kul huwallahu ahad, Kul huwallahu ahad, Kul huwallahu ahad, say, He is Allah, One. The singularity is the disclosure of the essence, at-tajalli ad-dhat, not of the names, nor of the qualities, nor of any of the effects. It's the definite, clear essence, without looking at any consideration of the qualities or the creation. There is no manifestation of the epiphany of the singularity, at-tajalli al Ahadiyya, in the cosmos, except you in your very essence. If you forget about all the qualities considered to be yours and perceived by your being the manifestation of your being, so that you are conscious of your being within your being, without relating eating even any true quality of your qualities to you. The singularity, al-ahadiyya, is the first manifestation of the essence. Nonetheless, describing the creature with singularity is forbidden, because binding servitude, al-ubdiyya, is the fulfillment of promises, the keeping of boundaries, and the contentment of what exists and being patient with what is lost. So binding servitude, servitude unified with the law, is the quality of the one who witnesses himself in relation to his Lord. Know that Allah has declared that his purified chosen ones will not leave the lower world except with the chain of bondage and servitude around their necks. Anyone who busies himself with other than Allah loses his life in the peace. If one wants peace, let him prefer Allah to everything else. Servitude unified with Allah is to realize that there is no power or strength without him, and to affirm that Allah is the provider by establishing his right to be obeyed. Know that worship, al-ibadah, is a characteristic of the common faithful believers, al-mu'minin. But binding servitude is a characteristic of the special people, al-khawas, and slavery, al-ubuda, is a characteristic of the elite among the specials, al-khawas, al-khawas. Footnote for servitude, for ubdiya, ubudiya, is that you be his true slave in every moment, just as he is your Lord in every moment. and it is to relinquish any claims or pretensions of power or ability from oneself, and to accept what wealth and blessings he gives you and loans to you. From How the Arrival is Realized to a People of Hearts and Souls and Intellects, page 80. Know that purification, atathira, is Allah's protection of the slave against disobedience. There are many types, as in outward purification is Allah's protection from a disobedience. Inward purification is Allah's protection from the hidden whisper, from illusions and pictures. Purification of the secret is protection from being unmindful of Allah even for the blink of an eye. Public and secret protection is for whoever is granted success in preserving the rights of the real al-haq and the rights of the creatures. Regarding aspiration, al-himma, it is to direct the heart fully with all of its spiritual powers to attain perfection of oneself and to help others to attain it as well. The Gnostic family are the ones who are conscious of the essence in everything. The glitter of visible signs diminishes for the Gnostic, who returns to a state of real knowledge so that the revelation, which his mind used to deny, becomes firm. This is why I say, if you only look at his rising light, realize that the manifestation of his unity is hidden. If you see this manifestation of unity, your secret will become firm. Even the most experienced person with sound logic would be perplexed. For the one with true experience is the one who receives by his love and is thus not affected by the multiplicity of creation. Diminishing of the glittering multiplicity of creation is the rising of the law of unity, not its abrogation. For she, as in the essence of unity, is existence, and there is nothing but her, so become purified. Know that aspiration, al-himma, the quality of yearning and longing or striving to reach God, has three stages. The first stage is awareness, tanbih. The second stage is desire, irada. And the third stage is real aspiration, al-himma, hakikiya. First, awareness. Awareness is the heart's awareness of what the person's reality demands of him in regard to his desires, whether possible or impossible. It is the detachment of the heart's desire so that the person is able and determined to look at the ruling of what he desires. If knowledge and wisdom dictate retreat, then the person must resist that desire. And if the verdict is to pursue it, awareness gives him the himmah to pursue it. So the one who has this himmah needs knowledge of what he desires. Two, as for the himmah of desire, it is the first sign of the seeker's credibility. This himmah is accumulative and nothing can stand against it. It's spiritual himmah, and when it catalyzes within a person, it can affect the cosmos. This has become known even to people with no revelation or strength of faith, whose desire compensates for that. Know that the signs that manifest in the world by the hands of some people go back to Hema, for it has power, and when it is firmly established in a seeker, it can influence the perfect shuyukh, plural of sheikh, so that they handle them with this power. Sometimes a door of knowledge opens for the sheikh, but it is not meant for him. It's opened by the hymn of the seeker who sees that the sheikh has this knowledge. The knowledge can come immediately to the sheikh by the seeker's demonstration of himma. This enables the sheikh to help him arrive at what he pursues. For the seeker does not accept help and knowledge, but from the sheikh. In other words, because of the collective aspiration of the seeker, the al-murid and the sheikh, what the seeker pursues can be achieved. And three, as for real hima, it is the accumulation of desire by the purity of inspiration. This is possessed by the great shuyukh among the people of Allah, who attach their hima to what is right because it is a hima of the singularity that such a right be established. It belongs to the being of Allah. These great shuyukh escape multiplicity and seek unity, a tawhid, and relate the multiplicity to the names. They are distinguished by this ability or character trait, even though they are at different levels. Allah treats them in accordance with their levels because in each station there is a direction that faces the real. He distinguishes them because for every rank in existence there must be a presence or a representation, and the ruling for every existing creature is in accordance with its rank. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته